Hey man, faith of God, we bless God for you. Coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. Once again, I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministry. Thankful and appreciative of each and every last one of y'all as we stand in agreement that Jesus is our Lord and Savior and that he is worthy to be praised for all honor and all glory. It is high time, saints of God, to be filled. It is high time to be filled. Filled up in the goodness of the Lord, which is all encompassing, his word, his spirit, which are one, they agree. Because there is, and once again, this is nothing, I don't preach anything I have not been through or currently have an issue in or whatever. Praise God. But it is high time for us to be filled up, to eliminate distractions. Praise God. Eliminate distractions, to occupy our minds and our hearts with God's divine instruction, his divine protection, because it is important that in this time of darkness, which has been since the fall, God always leaves a light, and we are repeatedly being attempted, repeatedly being accosted, rather, in faith. Our faith is under cross-examination. And in the court of law, the defense has to, all they have to do is create doubt. Praise God. That's all they have to do is create doubt. And with these distractions and these things that are taking place, the core of sin is to create doubt in God. The behavior is the offshoot of the doubt. So when you see in the garden the picture of where Adam and Eve were conversating with a snake, which became the biggest distraction in human history, he created doubt. And when doubt is acted upon, it becomes, it manifests itself in sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, defines sin as doubt and unbelief. And when these things are present, you have what you have. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm not here to condemn people for their sin. I'm here to show, the word is here to show us where we can get healed at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have relegated ourselves oftentimes to things we can see. And we relegated ourselves down to things that are beneath what God has called you to. Praise God. Paul calls his calling a high calling. But that didn't mean other things weren't calling him either. Other things beneath that high calling weren't calling him. And it's not what call is calling you, it's what you answer to. Hallelujah. Because we're not going to get beyond the enemy trying to tempt us, trying to do these things, trying to call us, throwing his fiery darts. We're not going to get beyond those things. A lot of times people get mad at, in fact, I had a conversation today, and I won't put too much out there, but a gentleman was mad that he came across the situation. And he responded, or yesterday, he responded in a way that he was ready to give up everything because of the situation. And the Holy Spirit ministered to him that it doesn't matter what's calling you. You know, you're not going to get beyond those things that are trying to bait you, trying to get you to give up. And this individual actually said that he was mad at God for putting him in that, for coming across an enemy. And this was a real enemy. In the form of the flesh. And this is why it's so important to be armored up. Because your response tells you about your faith. Your response tells you about your faith, not to condemn what you don't have, but to realize where you stand. Because God is not lost on telling you exactly where you stand. He sent Jesus because you had no standing. with him. I don't care how good or how good you thought you were. You had no standing outside of Christ. So if I have no standing outside of Christ, that tells me I need to be standing in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. You will not beat the flesh with the flesh. It will never happen. Hallelujah. So they were standing. They were mad at the response. They're mad at God for putting him in that position. And it, in actuality, it grieved my soul for both parties. One, you know the world's going to be the world. Two, but us as Christians who have relegated Christianity to being a social status and a social club, I'm not really, and I'm not saying he's not standing in Christ, but your response tells you what you're standing in. Hallelujah. Or standing on, rather. So when the enemy wants to get you out of the protection, because he knows the flesh is against the spirit. The carnal is against the spirit. The flesh is against the word. Hallelujah. He wants to create doubt. Praise God. So now, as we get into this today, we're going to talk about a little bit. We're going to go into some things tonight, thanks to God. We're going to talk about learning. We talked particularly about baptism being a figure of what goes on the inside. Old man dies, new man comes up. But oftentimes when the new comes up, the new ways aren't learned. Hallelujah. Instantaneously, meaning. And so as we begin to walk, we learn about God and we learn about God's ways and things of this nature. And oftentimes we lose because we don't learn. Everything is a teaching moment. We were talking about, I had some phone calls about, and we were talking about the whole, and I don't want to give this any time, but this is just for example purposes. We were talking about the Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, all that crazy foolishness. But it was a learning moment. As somebody was, you know, there was a lot of men of God in my circles talking about that, you know, you defend your wife, I agree, but it's how you defend them, how you protect them. And so in his acceptance speech, he talked about love and showing love and all that. And I thought it was quite contradictory, that it was truly a teaching moment about love. But all we remember is what was done, because it was done in a way that shouldn't be. And so our words can say whatever, but when the word has action behind it, I'm talking about the word of God. Oh, the results are catastrophic to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learning. The title of this message is learning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all turn with me to Matthew 9. It's important that we learn. Hallelujah. Because if we don't learn about, and how do we learn? We learn through the word of God. We learn through the application of the word of God. But if you don't learn, you won't know how to apply. If you don't seek, you won't find. If you don't knock, it won't be open. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to find what you're looking for. This is why the enemy cannot tempt you with something you don't want. Because what you're seeking, truly from your spirit, you are going to find. That's why Jesus said, those who thirst and hunger after righteousness, right mind, right ways, you'll find it. So we should be always focusing and it doesn't happen. We have day to day and it doesn't always happen that way. And we make mistakes, but this is not what God didn't even design us to even make mistakes. But, however, he understands, obviously, because there was mercy, even in the law. He told you all these commandments. He told you all these ordinances, but he put atonement in there that you could atone. These things can be atoned for. Now, obviously, because of works, he's not closer to God. It didn't make us closer to God. If it would, we wouldn't have needed Jesus. But it's so important that we learn about God. We can be gifted and ignorant. And ignorance is not an excuse. It can be palpable. It can be real, but it's still not an excuse. Hallelujah. Because of what's available. Now, God could have wiped out the whole world during the Old Testament times, and he had at one time. That was before the law. But when the law came, it indicted us. Praise God. It actually indicted us. We going somewhere, saints of God. So as it began to indict us, it just saw, it revealed more to us how much we needed Jesus. You ever seen somebody prideful in filth? They're prideful on who they think they are and just so haughty because they have some accolades. And it's filthy in the mind of God because it's contrary. And I'm not the accolades themselves, not the accomplishments themselves, but our mindsets and our thoughts towards them are not righteous. We get to the place to where we just think, you know what, doesn't stink. Nobody can tell us anything. Hallelujah. And then we think we don't need God. I actually, I'll never forget this. This is a learning moment for me. I had somebody who had, and I said the privilege, but maybe not for them, but to see Brother Marcus in his day when he was without God, in his days with God. And they made this statement, and I was confessing some things, what God was doing, and the individual snapped back and said, "Oh, well, you sought God because you needed him," as if they didn't. And God said, "This scripture is ringing in your ear today that we're going to ring tonight, or we're going to read tonight. Jesus is obtainable, and all that he has for everybody." But it is up to you to humble yourself to get it. Let's read into this tonight. Title of this message is Learning. Learning, praise God. Learning. Matthew 9. And we're going to start in verse 10. I'm not going to read too many of this. This is powerful, foundational tools. Hallelujah. For you to overcome you. Because it's not the situations, it's how we look at them. It's how we look at them. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's how you look at them. And you'll look at them for what you've learned. Good, bad, or indifferent. You look at situations how you have learned. Of what you have learned, rather. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 9 verse 10. Powerful text here. Jesus had just healed a crippled man. Crippled, being contorted, being not aligned. And Jesus forgave his sins. Now, we know his sins. I'm not sure if they caused the crippling or whatever, but Jesus forgave his sins. And he was healed. And they begin to accuse Jesus of blasphemy because they didn't think that man, although they looked at, once again, your point of view and what you've learned determines of how you look at things. So they were looking at Jesus as just a man, but he was God in the flesh because his fruit revealed that he was God in the flesh. But here in his heart, the Pharisee began to say that Jesus blasphemed. Now, I'm not going to go into all of nine, but it's very, very revelatory. And so certain of the scribes, I'm sorry, not the Pharisees. And Jesus said, wherefore you think evil in your hearts. Powerful statement. That is in verse 4. Why think you evil? So anytime there is opposition to the word or opposition to God's move, it has to be its enemy. And its source, it has to be from the core of darkness. Hallelujah. When you're reasoning evil, doesn't mean that we don't have thoughts. I wind down the street and sometimes thoughts come to me. But just because they come, that doesn't mean they have to stay. And this is the regenerative power of the Holy Spirit that has to be present. We need to be possessed. We need to be possessed with this word. We need to be possessed with the kingdom of the Lord, kingdom of heaven. Jesus taught about the kingdom more than anything because he knew that you needed a king and you needed solid footing. There is nothing more solid than the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing more solid. It's the creator of all things. God is the creator of all things. Hallelujah. Anything you bow to is your master, is your king. Jesus wasn't bowing. And when you're obedient to God, you will not be back. You won't bow. And this is where our learning comes from. And this is where our testimonies empower one another. So people in the time of the fight, which is every day, which we will not bow. Hallelujah. You want to know how to help your unbelief? Start reading your words. You want to know how to help your sin? Stop worshiping. Because sin has a propensity that you need it. It will saturate you so much that you think that sin will become normal. Jesus, when he was walking with the disciples and later transforming them and ordaining them to be apostles, he was teaching them. He was learning them. A new way, solid footing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you look at things how you have learned and what you have learned. So I'm here to tell you, you are from face to face and glory to glory. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So Jesus began to walk down. Is it easier to say the sins are forgiven there or to say arise and walk? See, in Jesus' mind, they're synonymous. In an evil mind, I don't want none of it to happen. I'm going to try to be critical of it. Because you won't arise and walk truly in this life until your sins are forgiven. Hallelujah. Jesus was making this distinction that the crippleness is because of sin. Oh, I challenge you to read it. We're not going to read that tonight. But I challenge you, thank you, God. So we're going to get into this word. Matthew 9, verse 10. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house they were eating. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Now watch this. Hallelujah. In times past, we have been told that Jesus sat with sinners as if they were first. But here is Jesus sitting, and here they're coming to him. Hallelujah. Not that it's a big deal. But you see the invitation spiritually that Jesus sends out. That the publicans and sinners, and I cannot even do it justice in describing publicans and sinners, people who were condemned, basically. Publicans were seen as the most hideous people alive. Hallelujah. And Matthew was one of them. Tax collectors and taxing people, exorbitant amounts of money and putting heavy debts on people and heavy laden and hallelujah. People who bring up your past constantly are people who they're debt collectors. That's why they always want to know information. I love testimony, but I stay away from it. I share my testimony, but I share about people who are always looking to hear something negative. Because usually those are the individuals that want to use it against you or make themselves feel better about their tax collecting, about their debt that they try to keep you in debt in. Hallelujah. Confession is good for the soul, the Bible says. The confession is good for the soul. However, it is important to know that everybody that wants to hear confessions don't want to hear them to help. They want to hear things to use them against you. This is where a darkened heart comes from. Hallelujah. So they were in the house and came and sat down with him and his disciples. Do you not know your spirit should be, if you are walking in the Holy Spirit, it should be an invitation. It should be an invitation, a declaration. It should not be an invitation to a guillotine. Hallelujah. Should not be an invitation to kill, steal, and destroy. The Holy Spirit is going to kill the old man. He just calls you to send out the invitation. He calls you to send out the invitation. He said, and that publican sinners, and these were in the minds of, and if you have ever studied the Hebrew culture, or those, you would understand how hideous this would seem for a rabbi, that there should be complete distance from these type of individuals. Hallelujah. Praise God. Rabbis in the Old Testament, or priests, if you will, were separated. Only the sacrifice could be touched before something dies. Something can be transferred. They would take the lamb, his innocence, and transfer it to the individual. Spiritually, so they didn't understand these things. How Jesus was the lamb and he was the priest. Hallelujah. We'll go more in depth in these things one day. So there are, Jesus inside of us will move how he sees fit, but you have to learn who God is, how he moves. You won't always, this is why obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise God. God can't use that which is trying to restrict him from moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the scripture ringing in the air. God resists the prideful, and he gives grace, mercy unto the meek. He resists the prideful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's read on. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, and oh man, when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master? Now notice he said, your master, not ours, with publicans and sinners. Why? Hallelujah. Praise God. See, they had learned through the kingdom of darkness because it wasn't from God. And this is why it's so important to learn the things of God. Because you will have a mindset that you are right and be contrary to what God is doing. Contrary to how God moves. So they asked him, they said, why is your master? Because I'm not with this. I'm paraphrasing, of course. So why is your master eating with these people? And it is amazing how we put value. We entertain what we think is valuable. We're around things that we think is valuable. And his response and his word tells you, this Pharisee tells you, that he didn't think they were worth the master's time. And don't we think that sometimes? We get ugly, we get sideways with people, and we think, well, that ain't worth. Hallelujah. God's time. Don't get God and your feelings mixed up. Don't get God and your thought process or how you think it should be. Don't get it mixed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get it twisted. God does the transforming. His word is still straight, and it is still sure. It is still powerful. It is still truth. Hallelujah. Who has had the mind to counsel God as it was stated in Romans? Well, watch this. But when Jesus heard that, and I love it, Jesus was not he did not back down. He was not a coward. They asked the disciples, but Jesus spoke. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the critics. Jesus is going to speak on your behalf. Jesus is going to speak. Hallelujah. Don't worry about somebody's value system of who you are. Jesus is going to speak. Don't worry about the opposition and its gathering and its conspiracy. Jesus is going to speak. Hallelujah. Jesus is going to speak. So, but when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And the thought process here, if Jesus died for the whole world, you know the whole world was sick. But it is only the ones that realize that they're sick and realize not only that they are sick, but that they come to the physician that gets what they need. Hallelujah. We have gotten trapped in the trance of comparing it. I'm not as bad as that individual. I'm not this. I'm not that. It is not the sick. The sickest individuals are the ones who have normalized that which is contrary to God. This is why God was so harsh on the ones who were of nobility, and I'm using air quotes. Because you have had opportunity. Like I said, ignorance is not an excuse. And these are things that they had learned. And he said, but they that are sick, hallelujah, that they are sick. When we rationalize standards that God has set, we get into a whole host of things, meaning we give access to the enemy. And we will think we're confessing for God, but we're really working for the enemy. Hallelujah. Yeah, you have to first really, truly believe that God, that Jesus is God. He came to remit sins for all man. And we begin to spiral when we start, instead of being learned, we start teaching how we feel or what we think. And we will start questioning moves of God because, simply put, we're not learned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Pharisees saw it. They said unto the disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But Jesus heard that. He said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hallelujah. But watch this, saints of God. But go ye and learn what that means. Go and learn. Hallelujah. See, Jesus could not work in a Pharisee's life, or for instance, this gentleman could not work in his life because these mentalities were death. They were bondage. They were debt. And until you are approved of somebody, it's in essence, until they get a credit score up, they can't come into my house. Until they're in certain tax, they can't come in my house. Until I approve of them. But soon as they come to the physician, hallelujah. And when they come to the realization of how sick they are, and they come to the physician, hallelujah. You don't have to live in that bondage anymore, saints of God. In fact, we shouldn't live in the bondage of being approved of man. Because that bondage is one of the worst, because you don't have solid footing if the mouths in the cheering stations or the jury or the, if you will, the nosebleeds of those who are watching. If you live in their approval, you're going to stay sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nicodemus was a chief of the Pharisees. He knew there was something about this Jesus. But I can't let them see me see Jesus. So he came to him by night. Hallelujah. Eventually, Nicodemus broke out of it. But you see how common it becomes when things are normal, how things can become contrary to God. You see how normal when we aren't learned. He said, but go ye. And you know, you notice Jesus was not condemning of him. He gave him an open door. He may not have seen it that way, but it really was. He said, but go ye and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. Hallelujah. I'll have mercy. Praise God. Now, this can seem odd that Jesus said, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. So in their mentality, that their works were everything, that what I brought to God, what I did to God, or what I did for God, but all the while here, working against God. So he said, I will have mercy. And there ain't a man standing in Christ that is not here because of mercy. Hallelujah. But it's time to go and learn these things again sometimes. Thanks of God. Because we can get prideful even in this. We can get prideful as, God, look what I did. I'm better than them. This is, you get away and you get off into unsure footing. You get it in quicksand. Pride is quicksand. Because you ain't standing on nothing solid. Hallelujah. But go ye and learn what that means. Because those who have obtained mercy, give mercy. Those who understand and have learned mercy, give mercy. Hallelujah. He said, not sacrifice. So to bring this all together by the Holy Spirit, and this is a teacher. It's one of them nights, saints of God. Hallelujah. That mercy, if you look in the temple of the Old Testament, because, and we'll, one of these days, we will do a deep dive on how they just flow together. They don't flow against each other. Hallelujah. Because God's not a God of being contrary to himself. There's no contradiction in God. We just haven't learned some things about God. Oftentimes we and I've heard the debates, God's contrary. You did this at one time. It's because they're not learned. Period. Point blank. Hallelujah. He said, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For watch this, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, which is a change of mind, change of heart. Transformation. I can't call somebody who already thinks they're a somebody. And I'm meaning somebody that they don't need it. And this is the trap that we can oftentimes get into, that they need it and I don't. But the way of God is narrow, and it's the path of righteousness and everlasting life, and the broad gate, which is jammed up and is not structured, no standard, leads to destruction. People will, the church will be highly more effective. Not that we don't have correction and not we don't have structure, but the baseline for the access period of God was mercy. Period. If you look in that temple, the centerpiece that had to be, that invoked a response from God, was when that blood hit the mercy seat. Hallelujah. God responds through mercy. And then we work. Faith without works is dead. So we'll respond how we have learned. And go ye learn. Challenge you, learn. Submit. Focus about your Jesus. Because if you really want to know the truth, everybody outside of Jesus should be gone. Everybody outside of Jesus should be burning. But thank God for the mercy seat. But this is the place that you really learn. I guess outside, and I have my formation and formulation outside of the mercy seat, because the only way in is through mercy. Hallelujah. So this is why Jesus said, look, I didn't call you self-proclaimed righteous. He said, I call the sinners. Because they know when a real sinner knows that they are only here because of the goodness of God. And this, my friends, is how we learn. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there, saints of God. We're going to stop right there. I pray this word was a blessing to you. I'm Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministries, thankful and appreciative for each and every last one of you. I tell you, saints of God, you want to be used by God. You want to really be empowered by God. Thank him for his mercy. Worship, have a merciful mentality. Hallelujah.